This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Lawmakers will be traveling to the state of New Mexico in the coming week as they search for answers about how a 7-year-old girl from Guatemala died while in U.S. custody. Kirsten Nielsen heads U.S. Homeland Security and explains why it took so long to get the girl to the hospital.
They were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The young girl died of what medical officials preliminarily described as sepsis shock. Symptoms include extremes in body temperatures, lethargy, and restlessness. Official accounts indicate the girl received a quick assessment, but it took many hours for her to be transported to a hospital. Officials from around the world have agreed upon a new set of rules to govern the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. After 2 weeks of UN climate talks in Poland, chairman of those talks, Mikhail Kurteka, said delegates have more to do.
As the president, I am determined to see this deal through to adoption. It is your work. It is your achievement. It is something the world has been waiting for.
President Trump has said the United States will pull out of the Paris Accord. However, the move cannot take effect before November of 2020. U.S. military says it has killed 8 members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike near Somalia's capital. No civilians were involved. And the United States says it welcomes actions Pakistan is taking to promote a negotiated solution to a war in neighboring Afghanistan. More peace talks will start on Monday. This is VOA News. French protesters for the fifth week rallied against the high cost of living, although demonstrations were more subdued over the weekend, partly due to concessions made by President Emmanuel Macron last week. Here's Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Church of England's bishops are saying the Brexit debate needs a change of tone. They're calling for national unity following a week of divisive discussions about Britain's efforts to leave the European Union. Anglican leaders urge politicians and the public alike to insert civility into the debate. President Trump has announced that his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his administration by the end of the year. Here's AP's Ben Thomas.
The former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. Investigators are also reviewing Zinke's decision to block 2 tribes from opening a casino in Connecticut and his redrawing of boundaries to shrink a Utah National Monument. The Interior Department's internal watchdog has referred an investigation of Zinke to the Justice Department. Zinke has denied wrongdoing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Thousands of volunteers took part in the annual holiday tradition of placing wreaths at more than 250,000 headstones at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington. The event to honor soldiers who served and died for the country is planned and coordinated by a group called Wreaths Across America. President Trump was there and said the volunteers do a great job. Alarmed by the growing popularity of rap music among Russian youth, President Vladimir Putin wants cultural leaders there to devise some sort of means of controlling rather than banning the popular music. Last month, a rapper known as Husky, whose videos have gotten a lot of play on YouTube, was arrested after he staged an impromptu performance when his show was shut down in a southern Russian city. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.